December 22nd, Deuteronomy, Chapters 9-11. Jesus says, to recognize the benefits which are received is, even among men, an obligation and a sign of a gracious heart. You judge the ungrateful severely, and rightly so. But, how should God judge, then? When you succeed by God's assistance, and see your enterprises prosper, why don't you find a word for Him who has given you that joy? Why do you say, I have done this? Why, swollen with pride, do you exclaim, the Lord necessarily had to listen to me, because I am deserving of His help? No. If the Father were to give you what you deserve, He would have to pulverize you. But He, in relation to you, who are hard in mind and heart, rebellious and depraved, sacrilegious and lying, does not fail to keep His sworn promise to be your Father. And a father, even if indignant at the behavior of his son, is never less of a father if he is a holy, just man. God is most holy and most just. Well then, God does not annihilate you as you deserve, but calls you back to Himself with a reproachful voice in which love is always fused. He calls you once, twice, 100 times. With His flashing of power He reminds you that, even if you create other gods for yourselves, He is the only God and His words are always the same ones written on the stone of Horeb. You, to whom it seems more comfortable to serve a mute, impotent idol, mute and impotent in holy works, scorn God's voice and command, because you deem them burdensome and constricting. But what fate is more burdensome, or what dominion is more constricting, than the one you impose on yourselves, made by the will of men, who are quite different from God, away from whom they have turned their faces and hearts, and who can give you, only what they give you, pain and death? Now I say to you, pray among you there is still a minority capable of heeding me, of praying and suffering for the world. To these I say, pray it is time to divert the severity of the torment which has begun with prayer and immolation. Pain and faith make you acceptable to the Lord, your God. Speak, then, in favor of all. Take God with the news of love. He, whom no force binds, is like a little bird caught in a net, when the soul encircles him with love. He surrenders and blesses. Remind God of His benefits, not because He needs to be reminded of them by you, but to show that you remember them. While the world blasphemes and kills, sing hosannas to the Lord and love. Love is more powerful than strength and defeats even hell. Love overcomes everything, O my beloved ones. Love will bend God, who has grown rigid in the face of the lack of love of a whole world, and will obtain from Him the only miracle which can save you. Love will open the hearts of men, and give them spiritual sight to see their inner horror, which is becoming a collective horror. Love will lead man back onto the ways of God. When you love, you will no longer do evil, the great evil done knowingly, as you now do. It is not burdensome to follow God. He asks you for nothing but love and obedience and respect for His majesty, superior to all earthly authorities. In a spiritual circumcision, amputate from your hearts that which is a ring of sin impeding them from beating in the honest rhythm of good and growing in holy charity. It is up to you to choose between my blessing and my curse. I respect your will. I set forth to you only the fruits of the former and the latter. My blessing will give you bread and peace, serenity in your days and prosperity in your interests. My curse will leave you your wars, and massacres, and itself give you drought, or inclement weather, pestilences and famine, for God's punishment cannot give you things, to fill your two base loves, belly and purse with. Choose. And don't say that I don't love you, because I do not impose good. Too many among you pray to Satan, so that he will work his prodigies for them. You would destroy good, if I imposed it on you. It is first necessary for you that worship the beast, not to be a people, but for those who remember God to be a people. Evil will then be offset by God and neutralized by it, and not only this, but the good you do, will attract heavenly good in an ever-increasing measure, for God asks for nothing except to pour Himself out upon you in love, and you would experience the era of peace promised to good men at my birth.